Module 6, Conflict Resolution. Conflict is inevitable, especially in the workplace where there is a large mix of ideas and beliefs. With high emotions, logic often takes a backseat. A high level of emotional intelligence eases the task of resolving conflict. These skills allow for better understanding of all aspects and sides of the issue at hand. Working as a team. A workplace is only as successful as its team of employees. We all have to work together with someone somewhere in the company. Other people on the team often have different ideas and values, different goals and objectives, and these ideas do not always align with yours. This causes conflict. There are a few techniques that you can utilize to de-escalate the situation and improve the situation for the entire team. Consider these steps. Calm your own emotions. Consciously decide to actively listen to the other person. Focus the information given on the problem at hand and its true source. Ability to change. The key to successful conflict resolution is to realize that being right or win is not the goal. Emotional intelligence tells us to look for the win-win situation, in which both people can feel positive about the interaction. Both people could be equally right. This can be achieved through switching your perception of the conflict. We understand our own positions, the hows and whys of what we do very well. But how well do we understand the person with whom we are in conflict? When we can change our perspective of an issue away from ourselves and into others, conflict resolution begins. Another perception that can be adjusted to better suit both parties is to step back and turn a negative interaction into a positive interaction. For example, instead of looking at a confrontation as a negative argument, adjust your perception to this interaction could be a good time to learn about the other person's assignment or position. This issue could be a good way for you to work with the other person to a common goal. Reverence. Reverence for others during a conflict is extremely hard to do for people with low emotional intelligence. Being able to treat the other person the way that we want to be treated is necessary for successful conflict resolution. One way to exhibit reverence for the other person is to carefully choose our vocabulary. Not using language that inflames the situation or makes the other person feel negative is the easiest way to the resolution. Here are some suggestions of words to avoid. Can't. This word can often cause feelings of rebellion or disagreement during conflict. You. This word is very accusatory. But. This word makes excuses and appears that user is taking two very different sides. Big picture. One of the most important focuses should be to always look at the root problem of the conflict. Often, personal jabs come into the discussion, and the key issue needs to be focused on to resolve. Make sure to keep all communication focused on the issue at hand, not the past or personal issues. The big picture needs to be the focus. Whether it is the completion of a project, the success of the entire team, or the sales numbers. The operations of the business and the successful completion of the tasks at hand should be the only focus, not the conflict that is being discussed. Another issue that needs to be addressed is the effect that the conflict is having on others. How is this conflict affecting the morale of the team? The coworkers witnessing the conflict? The customers or outside vendors that may be present? This too should be introduced to the resolution. This is also common ground that each person shares with the other. Case study. Stacy and Reba are having a disagreement as to who should have the conference room. Stacy's team has a conference call and Reba's team is doing interviews. The discussion is getting heated and Matt decides to step in. He has attended a conflict resolution class recently and is going to try his new techniques. Matt first points out that everyone needs to complete their assigned tasks and asks what change could be made to resolve this issue. Stacy states that she, Reba, always gets her way. Matt focuses the discussion back on the topic at hand. Reba says that they could meet in the manager's office at the conference table. Matt agrees and the conflict is resolved. Matt thanks both ladies and reminds them that getting projects completed is much more important than a meeting area.